According to the fullness of times, of the word, the testimony, the covenants and the cleansings, God has given his servants and prophets meals to serve his people, that darkness in men might be destroyed. Behold, the Lord's table is laden with meals to build a generation of overcomers. From this table comes the ministration of grace from God's servant. Listen and be blessed.
Sasnaka, Eleveton Ishago Nebra, Elekesto Kaba Namni, Ololola Sasamana, Elevekova, Esetton Gumaha, Alas, Wayana Gaga no Mesa Seda, Amagao Gaganago, Amalage Tesenomia, Alamana, Ololoma. I worship you, Lord Jesus. I worship you.
From my fountain, speak,
saith the Lord. Stay your fountain to speak from my fountain. I stay your fountain. Act my fountain. Speak from the fountain. Speak from the fountain. Speak. Put in you. Speak up. Speak up. Speak people up. Strengthen you to speak up. Speak all up to heaven, to glory. Send help to speak up. Speak up. Rapture men up from the fountain of glory. Speak from the fountain. Light. Even the light of God, for to see even into my counsel and to speak men to glory.
I want to thank you. With every trembling heart, contrite spirit, broken heart, which you will by mercy not reject. Father, thank you. Father, we will keep pursuing hard after you. I want to thank you for this service from the beginning of this convocation, for your life, campaign for your life. Thank you. I receive what you have spoken. I receive help. I receive help. I receive all that is help tonight. I receive help to serve your people. I want to serve them, not to serve myself. I want to preach you, not to preach myself. I want to serve you. Strengthen me to serve you. Strengthen me to serve them. I receive mercy for faithfulness. Mercy to carry out your work. Mercy tonight. That which is part of the work, which is beseeching, teaching, bringing forth the word of righteousness. Help me. Help me. Help me tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Give you the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, for commissioning that angel is here. Your angel is here. I receive from you through your angel. Oh, angel of the Lord. I receive. We all receive the ministry. We all receive your ministry. Angel of the Lord, we receive your ministry. We know Jesus sent you. We do not despise what he has been given to you. We humble ourselves before Jesus and recognize your ministry in our midst. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help me tonight and help us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Everybody say amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Open your Bible quickly to Exodus, where we read Exodus chapter 20. Thank you. Amen. God gave the commandment to Israel. Hallelujah, the law of the commandment to Israel here. Praise God. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Verse 3. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, that is in the water underneath. And thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. Amen. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me, showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Then the next one is the Sabbath day. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Can we say amen? Can we shout hallelujah? I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. This is the word of God. God gave to them. Say amen. Can we shout hallelujah? God gave them the word in Exodus 20 with all the judgment. That word is called the law. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Amen. And God came in Exodus chapter 31. I just want to read small by small. And the Lord spake unto Moses, chapter 31, verse 12, saying, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbath you shall keep. For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, You may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall be put to death. For whatsoever doeth any work, then that soul shall cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh day of rest, holy to the Lord, whosoever doeth any work in Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore, the children of Israel shall keep Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generation for a perpetual covenant. Everybody say amen. For a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel. For in 6 days, the Lord had made the earth, and 7 days, he made heaven and the earth, and 7 days he rested and refreshed. And he gave to Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon the Mount Sinai, 2 tables of stones, 2 tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God. Amen. What did he give to them? 2 tables of stone of the testimony. Tables of stone, written what? With the finger of God. So God gave word to Israel for a commandment. Hallelujah. Or he gave them the word of the Lord, which is the law of God for Israel. Shout hallelujah. Can we say amen? But later on, you can see God now commending them, amen, to word, to covenants. He gave them 2 stones. So those stones is a further commitment of God to Israel. And when the people saw Moses delayed to come, they did certain things. Out of the mountain, people gathered themselves together unto Aaron, said to him, make us God, which shall go before us. For as Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And Aaron said unto them, break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives and your sons and of your daughters, bring them unto me. And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graven tool. And after he had made it a molten calf, and they said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offering. And the people sat down to eat and to drink, and rose up to play. Can we say amen? And the Lord said unto Moses, go get thee now. For thy people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them, and they have made them molten calf, and I worship it, and I sacrificed thereunto, and I brought thee up out of them. Okay, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Amen. This be thy God. We said it. It's your God. We bring thee out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen these people, and they are stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath wax hot against them. Can we say amen? Shout hallelujah. And I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. Now God told that to Moses, but Moses rejected that offer. Hallelujah. If we were some of us, we'll be happy secretly. But Moses said no. Amen. Moses said no. And Moses besought the Lord his God. and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people which has brought forth, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Therefore, should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief he did bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath. Repent of this evil against thy people. How can a man be talking to God like that? Shout hallelujah. That's the power of an intercessor. Amen. There was a spirit upon him that was getting that done. And remember Abraham, Isaac and Israel, thy servant, to whom thy swearest by thy own self, said this unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken will I give unto you, your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he brought to the, which he thought to do unto the people. And Moses turned and went down, let's see it, from the mountain. And the two tables of the testimony were in his hand. The tables were written both on both sides. Two tables. Amen. That is how God wants to write in your heart, is the front and the back. Like the eye of the cherubims, both before and behind. They want to write their law, both in front of, both on both sides. Shout hallelujah. Is anyone saying amen? And the tables were the work of God. Nobody, even God hewn the table, God carved them, chiseled them out. And the writing were the writing of God, graven upon the tables. And when Joshua heard the noise, but Moses later on broke the table. There's no time. I just want to show you. Moses broke this table. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen. And a lot of things happened. And God promised Israel again, because Moses made some kind of atonement for Israel not to be destroyed. Those who sinned and they were judged from among them. Shout hallelujah. Those who are on the Lord's side were saved. Can we say amen? Can we say amen? I want to show you something, chapter 34. And the Lord said unto Moses, hew thou thee two tables of stone. Not so? You know, you broke the first one that I did. Now you to go and suffer how to open, chisel the stone and come up with it. Like unto the first, I will write upon these tables. I want to write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables, which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto the mountain of Sinai, and present thyself to me in the top of the mountain. No man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout the mountain. Let the flocks nor the herds feed before the mountain. So he hewed the two tables of stone like the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning, went up onto the mountain, and the Lord commanded him, and he took his hand, in his hand, the two tables, as the Lord has commanded him, he took in his hand the two tables. And the Lord descended in the cloud, and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed before him, and proclaimed the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abandoned in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands. So he's repeating it again. When he gave the law or the word. God told me what he gave then was the word, the law, the word of God, the law of the commandments. Amen. Amen. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed. And after that, verse 7 says, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the father upon the children, upon the children's children, and unto the third and the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head towards the earth and worshipped. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, and I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, pardon and our iniquity. Behold, I make covenant before all thy people. I will do marvels, such as never been done in all the earth, nor in the nation, in all among the people, and in all the people among thou which thou art, shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Verse 11, observe that which I command thee this day. Behold, I will drive out before thee the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant. Take heed to yourself, lest you make covenant with the inhabitants of the land, because I'm about to make covenant. So don't make covenant with the inhabitants of the land, whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the what? Midst of thee. Can we say amen? Can we shout hallelujah? But you shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their grove. 14. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord whose name is jealous. For the name whose name is jealous is a jealous God. Verse 15. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a warring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of the sacrifice. Thou takest thy daughters unto thy son, and their daughters unto your son, and their daughters, and go and warring after their gods, and make thy sons go a warring after their gods. Thou shalt make thee no molten gods. It's giving him commandments. The feast of the unleavened bread you shall keep. 7 days thou shalt eat leavened bread. I commanded thee, and at the time of the month of Abib, which is the first month, for in the month of Abib you came out of from Egypt. Then the next one, all that openeth the matrix is mine. Not so? Every firstling among the cattle, whether horse, sheep, that is male. But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou redeem him not, then thou shalt break his neck. All the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem, and nothing shall appear before me empty. 6 days you will work, but on the Sabbath you will rest. In erring time, harvest time, thou shalt rest. Now thou shalt observe the feast of the weeks, amen, of the first fruits of wheat harvest, the feast of ingathering at the year's end. Can we shout hallelujah? Okay, thrice in the year shall all your men, children, appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. I will cast out nations before thee, and light thy border. Neither shall any man desire thy land, when thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord thy God thrice in the year. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shall thy sacrifice of the leaven of the feast of the Passover be left unto the morning. The first of the fruits of thy land you will bring unto the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not sit a kid in his mother's milk. Can we shout hallelujah? I think the word seat, is it to separate? What is it, sir? To boil it. Oh my God. Is it you will not seat one? A kid where? In his mother's, okay, you won't boil a child using his mother's milk. It's only God. That's a mystery. Can we shout hallelujah? Amen. It means something. And the Lord said unto Moses, write, I want somebody who understands. James, you will help me. Read verse 27 after what I have said.
And the Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words. For after the tenor of these words, I have made a
what
covenant.
What are the words, my brother? All the things
all
he
the
has.
Law.
Eh?
All the law said beforehand.
Where? What? Which words? Where are they from? Can you pinpoint them? What he began to say from? Who can pick where?
From 11.
From 11.
11.
Not so, sir. So which word, when did he command, at what verse was the commandment come that they should write?
27.
Verse 27, then help me to read, Pastor.
And the Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words.
Write down these words.
For after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel.
After what, sir?
After the tenor.
Can you explain the meaning of that? Tenor, just literal English, not revelation.
After the terms
of what, sir?
Of these words.
I have what, sir?
I've made a covenant with thee.
So it means the covenant is on these words. So when I say the words of the covenant, what are they, sir? Is that English correct?
After the terms.
Terms. It means there is a terms here. Terms. So an agreement is here.
Yes.
So when you look at Exodus 20, it doesn't look like an agreement. It's a commandment. And we all know that covenant is an agreement between two
or more people.
So you know where I'm trying to go. So, we have a lot to learn, sir. Pastor James, read it again.
And the Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words. For after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel.
Go ahead.
And it was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights.
Uh-huh.
He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments.
What did he write upon the table?
The Ten Commandments.
The what?
The words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments.
What are the words of the covenant, sir?
The Ten Commandments.
Which one is the Ten Commandment?
Exodus 20.
Tonight is not just maybe a teaching from me. Tonight is a question. Read it again. He was there. Read it again.
Verse 28. And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments.
So let's see again. Verse 27. Read again.
And the Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words. For after the tenor of these words,
yeah,
I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel.
I have one.
Made a covenant with thee.
What does that mean by made a covenant, sir?
Enter into an agreement.
So what are the covenants, Gongo? What is a covenant?
Agreement.
Agreement. So, what was the covenant in the Old Testament? What he wrote?
What he wrote.
Where?
On the tables.
Of what?
The words of the covenant.
So here, what did he say the covenants are?
Words.
What are those words, my pastor?
The commandments, the 10 commandments.
Okay, 27, not just 20. Let's read 27.
And the Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words. For after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel.
And what happened, Sam?
And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments.
So which one is the 10 commandments? Is it Exodus 20 or the ones he newly wrote? That's what I'm on. Pastor James, tell me if I'm wrong. You are a teacher. Please, just if you, I need a literal understanding apart from a spiritual understanding. That's how we can be balanced. So what did you say?
The Ten Commandments, Exodus 20.
Beautiful. Is what he wrote.
Exactly.
As covenant.
Yes, sir.
But what of the words that were written on the tenor? Sir?
Those ones are not written down.
You are reading it again.
Yes, sir.
Can we say amen?
Amen?
No problem. I won't say it. I want that to come out naturally. But thank you for helping me. How many of you are blessed tonight? What I just want to show to you is that the word of God, you see that 10 commandments, what we call 10 commandments in 20, is a revelation of his word, really. Can we say amen?
Amen.
But when God began to talk to Moses in chapter 34, he began to give him, what was he giving to him? Tenor. Terms. Pastor Ken, did you see anything there?
No, sir. No, please stick.
I am not. What I just want to share with us is there is a difference between a servant and a prophet. That a people of the covenant, a person of the covenant, is greater than a servant. So the commandments of God, I'm going back to the Old Testament because that is where you can really see it clearly. I hope I'm talking to you. Can we shout hallelujah? Now, what will be written in your heart is only Jesus that can see it. You can see the labor we are laboring. For us ministers of this age, who God has shown mercy to be able to track the apostles. It's not easy to track the apostle. Those apostles were in ordinary. Praise God. Can we shout hallelujah? Amen. So here we come. So covenants are given. If you're going to see the commandment in chapter 1, yesterday I said it was the love of God, not so. I was teaching about the love in the morning, that's the first love, really. Love to obey the word of God. And you can see that the primary word there is image making commandments. Not so, thou shalt not war of building image. It's image making instruction. Not so? Praise God. It is what, son? The commandment is to make an image in your heart for God. Not the image of another God. That's the commandment. And when you have worked, finished, make sure you rest on the Sabbath day. After you have built the image, on the seventh day, rest. So you can see Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter is purely about, is a revelation of a house. Revelation of building God's house. Hallelujah. For the purpose of rest. Immediately the work is finished, rest on the seventh day. So, some people, when they read this, they read this in ignorance. And decided to copy Old Testament and verbally and just directly copy it for living. They will lose direction. I thank God I'm not speaking against people because a whole lot of people are committed to it. They have actually laid down their life for the worship of Sabbath. But in Christ Jesus, Sabbath of Exodus is become inferior. Sabbath is moved directly into the realm of the spirit. It's not a physical thing. When you do Sabbath in the natural, you are just doing them for routine sake. So all of those things, God brought them to Israel to see if it can act as a schoolmaster so that grace will come. We are gradually approaching a very, very delicate time. A time of touching the person of God. So he has to open up secrets to us. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So in Exodus 20, all that God was telling them is labor to enter rest. Thou shalt not have any other God beside me. He's telling you your job is not for another God. I am the Lord thy God that brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Don't have any other God. So me, know that I am thy God. Are you listening to me? So don't put any other image before me. It is me that you should do. I should be the direct image before you. That you will copy to resemble. Meaning, check me, build after my pattern. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. Then do my work. There is one work. Let us labor. There's one job, one work. Say it again, sir. That we are directly commanded to do. First of all, what is the work, son? Labor. Which labor? Labor to what, sir? To build people. Build yourself. Build yourself. Build my image in you. It's a critical job. It's a necessary job for my person to be built in. That is what is called service. That is what is called what, my brother? So servants are image maker. So everyone here, look at me, put your hands up. Everyone here, no one can sculpt like you. There is, you may not have the hand of an artist, but there is no artist like your soul. Every person is an artist. You know, they just came out of bondage. And that generation that came out of bondage in slavery were builders, artificers, building storehouses, image of Pharaoh, building things. They used them for years, for centuries to build. So that building is inherent in them. So Pharaoh noticed that they are gifted people by God. Instead of wasting them, let's use them. They became so useful to Egypt, Egypt didn't want them to go. They put them under oppression in the house of bondage so that they can work for them. God says, go and let him know. Let my people go. And one statement. So that they can come and worship me. To what? All of you. And the Lord said unto Moses, when thou goest to him to return into Egypt, see that thou do all these words, wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thy hand, but I will harden his heart that he will not let your people go. This is not what I'm looking for. If you can look for that word, tell him that I want them to come and worship me in the wilderness. Have you ever read that before in the Bible?
Yes, sir.
So that all those people that were serving Musa, they were actually what? They were meant for worship. So they were placed under duress to worship, to serve. Thou shalt not say unto him, the Lord thy God, God of Hebrews, hath sent thee unto thee, saying, let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. And behold, hitherto thou wouldest not hear. I love the word, to come and serve me. Some translations say worship. But King James says service. So like I said, service by instruction. So who were they before? Servants of Pharaoh. The servant of a God. So it's high time to what? I want to say something to you. The Lord God will deliver the body. The church of God will be brought out of heart servitude to serve the living God. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
So when we say someone is a servant, a servant is he who obeyed the instruction of his master. A servant acts on instruction. What is the instruction? So immediately he met them. He began to tell them what to do. How he can be served. But he told them, first of all, I am the one who brought you out of servitude. Let's see Exodus 20. And the Lord spake all this was saying, I am the Lord thy which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. I am the one. You know, what is he trying to say to them? I am the person that you should serve. Not Egyptians. Please, I hope my message is not too low or so. Because I have not been talking about overcomer. I'm coming there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Shall I just feel we need to on key meanings in their proper sense. Say amen. I brought thee out for purpose of service. And I can tell you, God will recruit numbers of servants. Amen. We saw in the book of Revelation chapter 7, we saw servants. And their number is 144,000. And then multitudes also that were reaped from the earth, which no man can number. Let the, and the Bible says at the end, these are they which the 24 elders now told John. If you don't know who they are the one who we brought out of great tribulation. But where did they bring them out from? Not tribulation of the Antichrist, it's great tribulation. When I say great tribulation, is not season of the Antichrist. Forget the eschatology of the people of the West. Amen.
Amen.
This great tribulation is when they save by a great outstretched hand from the world. So that world is Egyptian hold. There is a Pharaoh on earth that they need to deliver people from. That is not allowing people to serve the Lord is God. God will lead multitudes who will serve him.
Amen.
How many of you believe that?
Yes,
they have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb, make it white. Now, and the Bible says, and they are before the throne of God, serving him day and night in his temple. So we are going, God is going to recruit more numbers of servants in billions. So, of course, those who are going to be serving God at that pedigree, who have served God and have gone far with God, they will have the seal of the living God. Who brought in servant? As they brought in servant, they will promote them for a greater accreditation. They will go beyond being servants. Then they will become prophets. Is there anybody saying amen? If you're a servant and you work so well and God is able to make you turn people from iniquity to righteousness, you will shine as the brightness of the, as the stars forever. But if you are wise, you will be as the brightness of the firmament. Is anybody say amen? So wisdom, when we say wise there, wise to locate God and serve him in the face of obvious darkness that prevail from people not to serve God. Then you will be as the brightness of the firmament. What does that connote? You'll be as the day. Then the end, the day star will arise in your heart. So a star is a turner. So those are prophets. Is anybody saying amen?
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah? Can we say amen? But you see, there is response to God is more than service or servant. God wants more. God is too deep that service alone can't satisfy him. It's true. Just serving him can't satisfy him. The next point of response to it is worship. Everyone say worship.
Worship.
Everybody shout it. Can we say it again, sir? Are you seeing it? Is anybody how I comment? And now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father. In where? In spirit. And where? For who seeketh such? So the Father is seeking for worshipers. Everybody say that, sir. Now, before you can worship the Father, Jesus demonstrated how the Father will find worshiper just by him, this chapter 4. Don't you think so, Pastor James? He did it. How? by quenching, partially quenching the thirst of a woman. I mean, the stimulus to satisfaction, which is hunger. And that of thirst, which is water. When you see food and water, bread and water. Bread and water, not so my pastor. And let's say bread and water. All of us shout that again, sir. I'm not hearing you say bread and water. It's tied to service. It's a service thing. Hallelujah. Bread and water. Everyone say service. Shout hallelujah. So Jesus picked the lady on the front of water by the well side and told her, if I drink this water, if you drink it, you will thirst again. But the water that I shall give thee shall what? Make in you a well of the living water that shall spring. It was well of water springing up to where? So getting satisfied does not mean you have everlasting one. Or having your thirst quenched does not make that mean that you have everlasting life. Water will lead you. So water is not everlasting life. But there is a water of everlasting life. Amen. And water everlasting life is the word, highest word of everlasting life. Am I saying something? Yes, but first of all, before everlasting life, before water, bread, comment. So Revelation 7, the angel, the 24 elders said to John, he said, the lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them to where? Fountains of living water. But that's not the end, though. Not so. And when the lamb led them, then God will come in and wipe away their tears. That's a different ball game. The issue of wiping away tears is taking away debt. That comment, both by covenants. Shout hallelujah. It is the prophetic measure that will take away tears. Water can't take away tears. I'm not hearing you say amen. Let's see Revelation quickly. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Not so. And there shall, immediately they do, there shall be what? No more death. Are you seeing a semicolon? So when taking away tears, you are dealing with the root of death. Neither sorrow. Are you seeing it? Nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. What is it, pain? Pain is death. It's different names for death. Thank you, my son. These different names. Sorrow is another death. Just my soul is sorrowful unto death. So when you find sorrow, you find death. Those are children of death. Death in different manifestation. Can we say amen? For the, look at what he's saying here. Amen. For the former things are what? To really deal with former things, you have to come to a place where death can be taken away. And you can't handle death completely without what, my son? Covenant. Amen. Without covenant. Say, everyone say without covenant. And without blood. The ministry of the blood. Can we say amen? Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Amen. Amen. So when you are serving, you are building image. Jesus said, he that cometh to me will not hunger. The he that believeth on me shall never thirst. So there are two ways. So even in believing, there is a coming. So inside response to the word of God, because both two things are the word of God, spiritual meat and spiritual drink. How many of you agree with me? Spiritual meat and what again? So, but we are not dealing with the issue of Christ. thank God, I have not been able to go down to Christ, but I'm dealing on the issue of everlasting life because Christ has been well taught. So when we talk about divine meat and then divine water. So divine meat is the word of God. Then divine water is the living spring of God. That's what Jesus was teaching. Jesus has it boku. He was carrying it around. And he said, if I touch you, if living water comes into your heart, it will dig away. Yes. So for he to find an expression for to spring up. So that if you follow the trajectory of the water, it will lead you to everlasting life. Lead you to everlasting. It means water gets you to the covenant. What did I say, everyone? Word will get you to where? So when you have the word of God, amen. It won't be difficult to locate the covenant of God. Can we say amen? So when you overcome the world, you overcome water. Yes. Say that, my son. When you're overcoming the world, you're overcoming the word of the dragon. See, the serpent doesn't just have seed. He has speed. You remember he pursued the woman and poured water out of anger. Not so he said. Everybody say amen. Why will she pump you water? Amen. To that woman. Praise God. Because the woman is being led to the wilderness for to feed. He wants to stop her with what? With water. So it means Satan has both what, sir? Bread and water. He's carried incorruptible seed. Anything you see as living and abide, he has it. Is there anything, Alfred, you know English? What's the opposite of living and abiding? Dying and what, sir? Dead. Amen. Praise God. Can we shout hallelujah? I'm running my race. Is that thing up to 10:30 yet? I want to, before 10:30, I want to carry this thing here. Can we say amen? Are you saying amen? Amen? And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away. Now, this is how Satan culture nation with water. He culture nation with what, my brother? Now, this is the power of nation inside Lucifer, son of the morning, after he fell. Satan has got corrupted water. Don't ever let it fall on you. If you drink his water, you will not serve God. You will hate God. You will not respond to the word of God. Oh my God. It takes water not to be thirsty. There is another water that will not allow your thirst to find expression. Not only thirst is not there, some are not just thirsty for God. Because there is something there that has actually won satisfying them. I say, may we be healed of wrong and corrupted water. Can we shout hallelujah? Say amen. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. Can we say amen? So when I'm serving God, hallelujah, and they gave me food to eat, and they gave me water to drink, what are they doing to me? They are making me a different nation. Because waters are nations. What are my people? Alfred, when my pastor Alfred, when God met Abraham, he said, I will make great nation out of you. What is he saying? I'm going to give you a water that is different. So who is God, my brother? A carrier of nations. After some time, a father of many nations have I make you. So are you seeing that this water that you are drinking, what are you drinking? The water you have drank. What have you drank? Hey! Shout hallelujah! He said they will drink and their thirst will they quench. Then they move to the next level. Handle their debt. So worship, say that to me, is the response and obedience that solve the problem of debt. Yes, too. If you say you are worshiping. A worshiper is not just a singer. Someone said, listen to me. I said, no, I don't say I'm just a worshiper. I don't sing anyhow. I'm a worshiper. Thank God. It's not just singing. Do you get me? So who is a worshiper? Son, a worshiper is he who find the expression of life in blood. So a worshiper transacts its own vocation where? In blood. That's a worshiper. It will take prophets to worship. So what God was seeking was actually a worshiper. But if he can get you to have his water, his water will spring you to a place where you find worship. Because God does not give everlasting life to just servants. He gives it to worshiper. Let's see it. Okay. To worship him. What does it mean worship him? The purpose of worshiping him, whom he will give life to. God is eternal life. He doesn't like carrying it without people getting it. So God is not, look at me, God is not coming so that when you worship him, you will feel cool. Like, you know, you're putting something in Latin joy. No. God is a giver. He always shed. God is a shedder. You know, to shed light, shed life, shed blood. God is constantly sending sardine stone, which is blood. God is shedding. So those who can take the shedding of God are who? Are worshippers. Who are worshippers? Prophets. Prophets are the one who worship. So prophets are the one who can dictate the tone of worship and submit to it without missing a note. Until worship is restored. Can we say amen? And when worship is restored, there will be a reward of worship. Can we say amen?
Amen.
And I can tell you, what made Satan dangerous was that he was a servant and he was also a worshiper. And Alfred, you know what pained me? If he has worship and he stopped worship. Let him go away. He's now looking for those who worship him. Not just serve him. He should have been what, my brother? Go away. But he refused to go away. He wants to multiply his kind. He's looking for the community of what, my brother? Okay, let's see the book of Revelation chapter 19. Let's see what he said there. This is very easy. Let's see. I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said to me, to an angel, don't do it. I am thy fellow servant, first of all, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. So what is the purpose of the testimony? Worship God. For the what, my brother? Testimony of Jesus is the spirit of... So what is the purpose of the spirit of prophecy? It's a spirit of worship. So one will say worship. Don't you know prophecy is worship? Prophecy is what, my brother? I want us to shout it, every one of you. Now, there is a spirit of prophecy. So, say it again, every one of you. Shout it again. All of you, can we shout that, every one of you? What is that spirit of prophecy? Is the testimony of Jesus. Thank you, sir. What is it meant for? So it means there is a cord in the blood. There is what, my brother? Is what is the program in that code? Is a code of worship. And those who worship are prophets. They are prophets. Prophets. Sir? Now, prophets are mysterious beings that heaven is leading to come to God. But somebody will say, okay, I don't want you to come to God. That's the dragon. So the dragon has to be crossed over and us to arrive at God. That's where the issue of overcoming came. Satan knows that it will take a prophetic life to overcome him. So prophetic life is a worship life. Yes. Open your Bible. Revelation 11. Revelation 11. I'm about to finish. And there was given me a rod, a reed like unto a rod. And the angel stood saying, rise, measure the temple of God. Amen. Are you all the temple of God? Yes. He said, ye are the temple of the living God. As God had said. What makes you a temple is the word of God. But if you are a temple, you should be able to do what temple does. Can you tell me what temple does? Worship. Otito? So it is in worship that we aspire Satan by our worship. The space Satan has, the room Satan has, after you have built the temple, there is a remaining space. And that space is to fill the house with worship. Rise, measure the temple of God. Measure the altar. Don't just only measure the temple. Measure the altar. Hallelujah. Measure the temple. Measure the altar. Measure the temple of God. When you measure it, then measure the altar. Now, they now found that people are worshiping therein. Measure them. Meaning measure them. So who are them that worship? Prophets. So when measuring them, what are you measuring? There is the temple. I say, when you measure them, have they come up to the fullness of stature of a worshiper? So you can tell by the temple height. So the temple is a standard for me to measure how far I have arisen in worship. Can we say amen? That because the Antichrist is coming for this temple. What did I say, every one of you? Why is he coming? He wants to destroy the temple. He wants, destruction does not mean collapse. He wants to take it over. So to actually delete and erase and erode how God can be gotten. So destruction is the exaltation, the occupation of the beast in the temple. Ask me, who is the beast? In chapter 11, when you read it, you see the beast that rose up from the bottom. It came from where? Where did it come from? Everybody say bottom. Say bottom. It came from Binet. Somebody trained him from Binet. To be trained from Binet is like you ascending. You ascend to heaven. How did he ascend? He ascended from Binet. Meaning he learned of hell and death. So all those things he was doing to make himself actually available for Satan to use. Satan told him, I can't give you my seat. Oh, Lejoko's holy throne. Except you have worshipped me, you have to pay the price. So, and the price, one of the price is ascension. From where? Descension and what's that? Ascension. He has to go into the bottomless pit or to go and learn the depths of Satan and ascend out of the pit. Amen. When he's coming out of the pit, he shall now make war against the two witnesses. Now the two witnesses, insignia of conscience, the law and the prophets. If you can kill the law and the prophet, that's your end. I don't know how many people will kill their own law and the prophet. Any man has hot their conscience with hot iron. There are two beings that guard your temple. Say that to me. They are there. They are the law that guard your temple. They are there. They are there. Say amen. Amen. They stand there by the God of the whole earth. They may not stand before the God of the whole heaven, but when he talks about earth, are you listening to me? Earthly measure of worship. They are in charge. So these prophets were warring. They were there to war with the beast, to delay him so that those who are worshiping will mature and complete worship. Yes. Book of Revelation. They will mature and complete worship. Everyone said they will mature and complete worship. And by the time they mature and complete worship, then he was let loose. Then that was the time he overcame the two witnesses. Then he was wounded. And those ones are already prepared. Those who were matured were the ones he beheaded. Are you listening to me? In chapter 15. Even though he beheaded them, he has not won them. The Bible said they overcame him. Hallelujah. Amen. I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, them that had gotten victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark, over the number of his name, they have gotten victory over the beast. Say it, son. Say it again. He doesn't need me. The beast, I don't need to get victory over the beast. He's talking about Christians and people who will be on earthly terrain. These are saints of the earth. Sons of the earth. I hope I'm talking to you. Are you hearing me? Because the beast is earthly. The beast is a plan B of Satan. Satan does not want him there. But there are those who will overcome the father of the beast. They are different. Now, you can't overcome the father of the beast if your worship is not heavenly. But this one, they got in victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark, over the number of his name, and the sea. And they stand upon the sea of glass, having the harps. They have victory. In the millennium, they gave them a throne in the millennium. They gave them a throne. That was on the throne of God and of the Lamb. Those whom do sit upon the throne of God must accost Satan in the heavenly terrain to destroy the devil. We need the instrumentation of worship. I can tell you the last strength of Satan is worship prone. They love not their lives unto the death. And they overcame him, the dragon, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of what, sir? You see, everything here is worship. All of you, can you say that to me? So now they said, you are a servant of God and you have the testimony of Jesus. You worship God. Servant can't worship except with the testimony. So you're a prophet. How? Now let's see chapter 19. I am of thy brethren. Are you seeing that, sir? Say it to me, sir. That have what, sir? What are you supposed to do? For the testimony of Jesus is what? So let's see chapter 22 again. Verse 9. Then saith it unto me, see that thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant. It's coming back again. And of thy brethren the prophets, and of thy brethren, these dead, they are still brethren, which keep the saying of this book, then worship God. So how many times is worship commandment given? Two. How many times was servitude endowed? One. One service to worship. Say that to me.
One service.
To get the dragon down, you need what, sir?
One service.
Can we shout it, every one of you?
One service.
All of us must shout it, every one of you.
One service.
All of you must say that again.
One service.
Amen.
Amen.
If you are a worshiper using the testimony, the dragon can still be tossing. You do some overcoming. And I can tell you, even the word of God will make you overcome the devil.
Yeah.
You are going to overcome the devil in a measure. But to really overcomers are prophets. Full overcomers. Say that, son. Say it again. Who are they, sir? So what is worship, my son? Flow of a lifestyle that can get over the devil. So when you see that life code, what is it, my son? It's worship. Worship. It's worship. Okay, say worship. Servants build. Worshippers die. Am I talking to you? Say that after me. All of us must say that again, sir. So if you say you are worshiping God, you are not laying down your life. You are not what, sir? So in fact, the first worship tenant, which is testimony. You understand testimony? There can never be a testimony without the death of the testator. Ikuni. Are you getting me? So when you drink of the blood of the Lamb and you are having the testimony of Jesus will train you to die. And listen to me. When you are not dying, you won't invite the dragon. But when you are dying, you call his attention. So prophetic spirit knew how to die, to touch Satan. Because when you are dying, it's affecting Satan. what is affecting Satan are the things he put in you. So because he stored them in worship zone, there is a storehouse of worship. And no one can deplete those substance, those treasure, except you submit to the prophetic life. And when you submit to this prophetic life, before you know it, that storehouse will begin to do what, sir? Depleted. Amen. You can't take Satan's life down when you are not worshiping. When you are not worshiping. I said, when you are not worshiping, you can't take his life down. So when we say prophet, God warned Abimelech. Immediately he took the wife of Abraham. God came. He said, do you know who you have just... You're a dead man and everybody in your household is gone. I am found, I have cursed you already. I go, but what have I done to you? You took the wife of a prophet. Why of a prophet? Because God seeks such. He doesn't have them often. He doesn't have, so he found one. And when God has a worshiper on earth, there is something they put on the signs of time. There is some things they lay at the feet of prophets. They are dangerous. The mark of the prophetic feet isn't an ordinary feet. And Satan doesn't like their feet on the map of life. Lest somebody else traces it and use it to overcome. He likes to wipe away their sign. But whether he likes it or not, I said, whether he likes it or not, I said, prophets are coming back. He likes to kill them. Amen. What does he like to do to them? But listen to me, he will not be able to kill these ones. Amen. Say amen. Shout hallelujah. Is anybody shouting hallelujah? I'm sure it's 10:30 right now. 20 to 11. Can we say amen? It is you making me teach, or not? You are the one drawing things out of. Say amen. Shout hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah? So the second response of the service of worship to God is a love thing, is a higher love thing. But there is something about the book, the service of the book is actually fear of God. Yes, sir. That's a high love. You see, God does not swear. He doesn't swear just on love. He swore on hope. He swore on fear. He told Abraham, because you fear at me. And you did, you, let's see the book. Let's see, finally. Shout hallelujah. I'm going to end this tonight. So tomorrow we'll begin to, you see this, we are supposed to, Reverend wants us to exhume so we can be properly what, my brother? Yes, fortified. Amen. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the land, neither do anything unto him, for I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son. This was the end of the work. This was when Abraham was interfacing with book, the word of the host. I'm not lying to you. He was interfacing, he was handling and responding to host, which is an end to her strife. So one response, one thing you find in the life of a hope bearer is fear. You cannot take out Satan without fear. Without fear. I know you say fear. Shout it, everyone of you. You have to fear the Lord. Amen. You have to fear the Lord because fear will make you cross debt. Fear will make you overcome debt. See what fear of the Lord did to that man in the book of Isaiah chapter 11. It shall make him of a quick understanding, and the fear of the Lord, he will not. So he was actually using fear to judge. Even when he got to the throne, he was using fear as a principle of actually carrying out judgment. So that tells you what fear is all about. Fearing God. Amen. Fear, say fear. This fear is higher than the love of God. This fear is higher. If one God knows you love him, but he wants to know, how do you fear him? Testimony makes you to love him highly. But these things, the word of the Lord makes you to fear him. Now, Jesus loved the Father. But Jesus didn't overcome death just by love. He feared. In that he was hard. In that he feared. Am I coming to you? He was hard. So, typophanoma, it can worship the Lord in fear. Fear is a high love. That's another word I can say. Say that to me, my son. A great regard. Jesus has that. He has that for daddy. He has it for our father. You know, he said, that the world may know that I love the Father. He loved God. Even the prince of this world cometh, he knows that I love. You know, he overcame Satan. And through that, he feared God. Everyone say, he feared the Lord. This was one statement God said, and said, I know you fear me, and because of this, I will not hold back. In blessing, I will bless thee. He said, by myself have I sworn. Now I know that you love me. Let's see Revelation 14. Are you ready? Can we say amen? I will not waste time, but let's just see it. I read this verse, then we'll go home. I mean it. Shout hallelujah. Is there any of you that is happy? You see, the brethren, the prophets that keep the second prophecy are brethren of fear. They are brethren of fear. Why? You see, there is something about fear. Fear will not allow God's things to get spoiled. I saw the angel that came to preach the everlasting gospel. Give it to me. I saw another angel. Are you ready? Give it to me. Don't. I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, every kindred, every tongue, and people. What is the everlasting gospel? Let's see. Saying with a loud voice, fear God. Give glory to him. Sir, this is all the message. For the hour of his judgment is come. Then what happened? Worship him. That what, sir? That made heaven, that made the earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters. You know, you all know these are not ordinary things. You all know these are not what, my brother. Shout hallelujah. Can we say amen? Can we shout hallelujah? So everything that is within you should fear God. Everything that has life should fear God. Everything that is within you should fear God. So fear isn't an ordinary thing. It's a gift. I say, is what, my brother? Can we say it's a gift? It's a gift. Children. Fear the Lord. Jesus came to me in the middle of the night and told me, fear me. I began to, Lord, have mercy. He said, fear me. Fear me. Knowing the terror of the Lord. Fear me. He said, I should fear him. You see, your vocation on everlasting life will not be whole if you don't add fear as an ingredient. Fear him. Hello, I am doing things in fear. I do ministry with fear. To my little observation of my own self, I judge myself every minute, checking my conscience. Why am I doing things? I fear the Lord. I'm not saying this. I'm not telling you. I'm trying to preach to you who to fear. At times you want to cut corners. Don't cut corners. Fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. Look at me. I don't care to lose everything. But long as I am okay with him, I want to fear him. I say, fear the Lord. Say that, sir. I heard that they say fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's not the spirit of wisdom and revelation. In being wise, say, fear the Lord. Some of you, your hearts are hard. They can make decision anyhow. Thinking there is nothing that will happen. We'll glide over here. No, no. Fear the Lord. Everything has consequence. And you can be trapped in shortcomings. And you may not know. I'm talking about this work. Let us fear. Lest a promise left of us of entering into his rest. None of us should watch, sir. Are we blessed tonight? Now, you can't overcome Satan. Hello, sir. You cannot overcome Satan. I want us to pray. You can't say you overcome the dragon. You understand? We overcame the dragon. There are three forces. By faith, by love. The last ingredient is by fear. And that fear cometh out of mercy. When God is merciful to you, he will teach you of his fear. He will culture you with his fear. Can we say amen? Now, you need to be around guys who fear God. People who are meticulous with the things of God. Just to save one soul, you have to be afraid. It has to be done in fear. Because everything we do is registered there. Fear the Lord. I'm afraid to hurt my brother. I have, my heart breaks. Oh, judge me if I take a step, a wrong step, a beat against my brother. I can't travel with it. Me o leche, because me o feku. I don't want to die. The fear of the Lord. So submission to fear is an attitude of worship. A fearer is a worshiper. Sir, because Satan is not fearful. Is bold. Only a lack bar, I'm shaking his arm. Kinny, yes, sir. He's not doing anything. But that's not how to live, sir. A prophet is courteous, ethical, fearful. When I knew Pastor loved community of saints. That's one thing I saw in his heart is. I'm not seeing him. He doesn't see his ministry. What is paramount in his mind is brethren. And he always say it. He loved the unity of the saint. That's one of the things that endeared me to him. One of the love that I have. Community of the brethren. What I'm saying is, we must keep ourselves together. endeavoring to keep in the bond work worthy of your vocation with all lowliness and meekness. There are certain caution, training, ethics, fear will teach you. Fear will teach you where not to sit. Fear will teach you what not to go for. Fear will teach you what not to handle. This conference, okay, it's not conference, this campaign, it's not an ordinary one. God is changing us. You don't know how many repentance I've been doing. I've been working on my core. One thing that is happening to me is that God is zeroing in into my soul to preach. Just to preach at all is not to study Bible. Is it arc into your soul and take care of your soul? Children, if we succeeded with you by not being, and all of you here are not chaser of fame, chaser of name, Kai, we have succeeded. We have raised a generation. And you people will in turn raise a generation. I am passionate today. You will take down the devil. With certain qualities, certain things, things Jesus has. Till today, Jesus is a master of fear. Jesus has eternal fear. For he is eternal God. Jesus has it. That's why the Father can leave the throne. I want you to, measure heart prayers for 60 seconds. I want you to just pray for your soul. I want to grow. I want to grow in many things of God. I don't want to lag behind. I don't want to grow in my ambition. I want to grow. In Jesus' name, I say the Lord will preserve you. The keeper of Israel will keep you. He will neither sleep nor slumber. I say he will keep you. He will keep you forever. He will keep you from falling. You will not change from who you are, but rather you will have actually appreciate in these things. He will bless you. He will honor you. He will reach out to you more. He will bless you with grace. He will make himself gracious to you. All of you, I said the Lord will lift up his countenance and give each and every one of you peace. I pray for ministries here that you break into a new dimension of favor. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been fed by this inspiring ministration from God's servant. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our special meetings? You can join us every Wednesday for the special teaching series by 6 p.m. or on Sundays by 8 a.m. online or on-site at Eternal Life Embassy Assembly around you. For inquiries, call 0704-921-2074 or 0703-395-8818 or visit www.fmeli.org. Remain blessed.